The thing is that Edwin's not bringing the message this morning. The Bible is. And God is going to speak this morning. And if you have a Bible in your hand, you could just kind of do this because this is a text. Now, I learned something this week that I didn't know before, and I should have, because I'm sure I read over it, but I didn't know it. And I found it while I was doing some work for CLP. It's in Deuteronomy 31. You don't need to turn there. But there's a principle there that I didn't know was there. And that is, every 7 years the law was rewritten, was to be read, because Moses said that as the generations come along, if you don't repeat something at least every 7 years, the younger generation will miss it and the old ones will forget it. So now we have something we can know that, since, for instance, Brother Vernon taught on marriage a couple weeks ago, he needs to remember that he needs to do that again at least in 7 years, or else we'll lose that. So every 7 years, at least every 7 years, I thought that was an interesting thing. And that's how the preaching got born this morning. Because I thought, well, maybe I need to reach back into some of the old doctrines and old things that I taught, and maybe I could find some notes back there, and maybe I could preach that way. And then while I was looking through that, here I found some notes that I didn't know that I have. I have a file on my computer that I never used. The name of the file is Stuff I Want to Preach About. And it's a bunch of stuff in there, but I never used it. I don't know why. I guess that's just the way God does things. And so then here I found another sermon that I didn't know I had. And I don't know how it got there, because I never preached it, except it's the Word of God. When I was a child, I always thought it would be kind of neat that a couple times I would meet people or know people that had more than three names. They had like four names. I thought that was kind of neat. Because I don't know why, but maybe it, I don't know. I just thought, you know, like, I don't know what Vernon's middle name is, but add another one in there, you know. Four names. It just kind of elevates something. Well, I'm greeting you this morning in the name of Jesus, because that's the only way we can go to the Father. And I don't have a title for the message until I'm finished. And that's kind of strange too. Because I have 102 points. And I don't know how far we're going to get. Because this file that I found has a list in alphabetical order of 102 names that Jesus has. Now, I'll tell you what, brothers, that puts him up there at the top. And we live in this me generation, and the reason of all, most of the depression and all the things that's going on is because they're thinking about me. And this morning, I just want to flip that. I just want to read from the Bible and give the names of Jesus. So the sermon will be biblical. Maybe more biblical than any other way you could preach. So we're just going to jump in here. And I'm going to use this list of 102 names. And I promised Vernon and Titus and Jason that I would stop by 11 o'clock and preach the rest of it later, but then I was thinking, if you would just follow along, and you don't have to turn these verses because we're going to go so fast that it would take too long to turn to them, and I have them written down, so you can just listen. But if you have a pencil and paper, maybe you just want to write the verses, because I'm going to give the verses as we go. 102 names of Jesus Christ? Wow. Number one, 1 Corinthians 15:45, Jesus' name is Adam. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul, and the last Adam made a quickening spirit. His name is Adam, meaning man, red, earth, first man. Number two, his name is Advocate. My little children, this comes from 1 John 2:1. His name is Advocate. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate. That means you can't go to the Father except you go in the name of Jesus. And you find that all through John 15, 16, 17. His name is Almighty. I am Alpha and Omega, Revelation 1:8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord. Years ago, someone taught me this term, at the end of the day, meaning all these things that happen. Well, Jesus' name is Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Not only is Alpha and Omega, he's Almighty, Revelation 1:8. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. And his name is Amen, Revelation 3:14. The angel of the church that wrote to Laodicea says, these things saith the Amen. It means so let it be, Amen, so be it. And his name is Apostle of Profession, Hebrews 3:1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession, that is the leader and the foundation of all that we say and do. He's the arm of the Lord, number 7, Isaiah 51. Awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Arm of the Lord, the reach. The arm does things. It reaches out. He's the arm of the Lord. His name is the arm of the Lord, and his name is Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, the author and the finisher. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And so whatever faith you have and whatever faith I have, he's the beginning and the finisher of it. And the author of eternal salvation, Hebrews 5, verse 9. Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation. So not only the author and finisher of faith, he's the author of salvation, which is not finished yet. It's coming up soon. He's a counselor. This week I needed some advice, and I was glad that I had some other brothers to ask it of. Isaiah 9:6. Unto us a child is born, this is prophetic, unto a son given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Counselor. One who gives advice, we can go to him, and he's a creator. According to John 1:3, all things were made by him, that is, all things that you see were created by him, and nothing was made, anything that was made without him. Not only that, Luke chapter 1, verse 78 says his name is Dayspring, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the Dayspring from on high hath visited us. You know, the sun comes up and the darkness goes away, and we can see things that we needed to see. He's the Dayspring. And he's the Deliverer, number 23, Romans 11:26. And so all Israel shall be saved. Prophetic verse, as is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer. That is, he's one that can deliver. He can take people out of bondage and out of prison. He's a deliverer. And not only that, he's a desire of the nations. And this is prophetic also in Haggai 2:7. I will shake all nations, and desire of all nations shall come, the millennium. And I will fill this house with glory, say the Lord of hosts, in the millennium. All nations are going to come up to Jerusalem, Haggai says. And he's a door in John chapter 10, verse 7. His name is Door. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door. His name is Door. And his name is Elect of God. Isaiah 42:1. Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Mine elect, the one that God has chosen. Prophetic verse. that Isaiah says that he was going to be, his name was going to be mine elect, God's. And not only that, everlasting Father, Isaiah 9:6. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called the Everlasting Father. Everlasting Father, we can't get a hold of that, but one who is forever and ever, the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and the Omega, the in-between, not just at the end of the day, at the beginning and all that's in between, and not only that, a faithful witness, Revelation 1:5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our own sins in his blood, and he is first and last. Revelation 1:17, I fell at his feet as dead when I saw him, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying, fear not, I am the first and last. His name is first and last. And I missed a page because I printed on front and back, so now I'm not anymore in alphabetical order. He's the beginning of the creation of God. Unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans, he says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. And a beloved son, Matthew 12:18, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him. And his name is Potentate, which in this time he shall show who is the blessed and only Potentate. That means power, position to rule. And a branch, Isaiah 4:2. In that day, the Lord shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth, and shall be excellent. The branch of the Lord, a prophetic verse about Jesus and his prophetic name, the branch of the Lord. And John 6:32, the bread of life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you bread from true bread from heaven. He's the bread of life. His name is Captain of Salvation. Hebrews 2:10. For it became him for whom all things are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation. His name is the Captain of the Salvation. Captain of Salvation. Through suffering and a chief shepherd, 1 Peter 5:4. And when the chief shepherd shall come, he's coming soon, the chief shepherd, he shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. And he's the Christ of God, Luke 9:26. I missed that verse there, chief shepherd, 1 Peter 5:4. And Luke 9:20 says he's the Christ of God. We often say Jesus Christ, but we really should be saying Jesus the Christ, meaning Jesus the Messiah. His name is Jesus the Messiah, Christ of God, Luke 9:20. Consolation of Israel. Luke 2:25, behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. We all need some consolation whenever there's discouragement, and we're waiting. Consolation of Israel. A cornerstone. His name is Cornerstone from the book of Psalms. 118:22, Psalm 118:22, the stone which the builders refused, has become the head of the corners. He's a cornerstone. Builders should love that one. First begotten from Jesus, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead. First begotten, the first one to rise, Revelation 1:5. First begotten and a forerunner, Hebrews 6:20. Whether the forerunner is entered before us, even Jesus, his name is forerunner, that one that is going before. And the glory of the Lord, Isaiah 40:5. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Another prophetic verse where the name of Jesus is the glory of the Lord. And, interesting one, Isaiah 40 calls him God, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness. He was talking about Jesus coming, and he said, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight the desert a highway for our God, the coming of Messiah. His name is even God, and his name is God blessed, Romans 9:5. Whose are the fathers, and of whom are concerning the flesh, Jesus Christ, who is for over all God blessed forever. Amen. And not only a shepherd, but a good shepherd. Chief shepherd and a good shepherd. John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. And a governor. His name is Governor. out of, and thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah art that not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor, Matthew 6:2, and he shall rule my people Israel. And a great high priest, Hebrews 4:14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold our profession in his name as head of the church. Ephesians 1:22, put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, an heir of all things. He gets all things. God's giving him everything. Hebrews 1:2, hath in these last spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. His name is heir of all things. And his name is the Holy Child. Acts 4:27, for of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. And not only that, a holy one, not just a holy child, but a holy one, Acts 3:14. But you denied the holy one and the just and desired a murder to be granted unto you. And not only his name, holy child, holy one, but holy one of God, Mark 1:24, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know who thou art, the holy one of God. And not only holy child, holy one of God, but holy one of Israel. Isaiah 41:14. Fear not, thou worm of Jacob, ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy redeemed, the holy one of Israel. And not only that, his name is a horn of salvation, Luke 1:69. And hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. I am. His name is I am. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, John 8:58, before Abraham was, I am. And his name is also the image of God, from 2 Corinthians 4:4, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And his name is Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear your name, a son, and call his name Emmanuel. His name is Jehovah. Isaiah, and that one was Isaiah 7:14, and this one is Isaiah 26:4. His name is Jehovah. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And here's a wonderful, precious one from Matthew 1:21. His name is Jesus. She shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And not just Jesus, but Jesus of Nazareth, Matthew 21:11. And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee, a judge of Israel, Micah 5:1. Now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He hath laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. And that's a prophetic statement, name about Jesus when they were going to pull out his beard. Number 52, the just one, comes from Acts 7:52. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before the coming of the just one. So his name is just one, and his name is King. Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. And not just king, but king of the ages. 1 Timothy 1:17. Now unto the king eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. And not only king of the ages, but king of the Jews. Matthew 2:2. Where is he? The king asked, where is he that is born king of the Jews? And not only is his name king and king of ages and king of the Jews, but king of kings. 1 Timothy 6:15. Which in his times he shall bow, who is the blessed and only potent, the king of kings and lord of lords. And not only king and king of ages and king of Jews and king of kings, but king of saints. Revelation 15:3. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the son of the Lamb, song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. His name is a lawgiver. Isaiah 33:22. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. His name is Lamb. Revelation 13:8. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And not just Lamb, Lamb of God. John 1:29. And John seeth Jesus coming on him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God. And not just that, but a leader and commander his name is, from Isaiah 54:55-4. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander of the people. And from John 14:6, his name is Life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And light of the world, John 8:12. Then Jesus spoke unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. Revelation 5:5. Lion of the tribe of Judah. And one of the elders said unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book, and to loose the seals thereof. Lord of all, Acts 10:36. The words which God has sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Lord of glory, 1 Corinthians 2:8. None of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. And not just Lord of all and Lord of glory, but Lord of lords. 1 Timothy 6:15, who is the blessed and only potent, the King of kings and Lord of lords. And number 67, Lord of righteousness, of our righteousness, Jeremiah 23:6. In his day, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and in his name, whereby he shall be called the Lord of our righteousness, both now and millennial. A man of sorrows, Isaiah 53. He is despised and rejected of man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He's our mediator, 1 Timothy 2:5, and his name is mediator, for there is one God, and one mediator between God and man. And no one can come to him except through his name. His name is Messenger of the Covenant, Malachi 3:1. I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come into his temple, even the Messenger of the Covenant. That means he would bring in the new covenant. Jesus Christ, his name is a messenger of a covenant, and his name is Messiah. We like this one, Daniel 9:25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince. And he gives how long that would be. Mighty God, Isaiah 9:6. His name shall be Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. And Mighty One, Isaiah 60:16. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles and shall suck the breast of kings, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. And thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Morning Star, Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Matthew 2:23. His name is called Nazarene. He came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets. He should be called a Nazarene. Number 77, John 1:18. Only begotten Son. No man has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son. And his name is our Passover. 1 Corinthians 5:7. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. And Prince of Life, Acts 13:15, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead. And number 80, Prince of Kings, Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the Prince of the kings of the earth, and his name is Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6. He should be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And his name is Prophet, Luke 24:19. And then he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. Acts 33:22, for Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren. And a redeemer, Job 19:25, I know that my redeemer liveth, and he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And his name is resurrection and life, John 11:25. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. His name is rock, 1 Corinthians 10:4. For they all drank of that spiritual rock that followed him, and the rock was Christ. His name is Root of David, Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. His name is Rose of Sharon, a flower, Song of Solomon 2:1. I am the Rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. His name is Savior, Luke 2:11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And not only that, his name is Seed of Woman from Genesis 3:15. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, and shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Number 90, Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, 1 Peter 2:25. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the Shepherd and Bishop of your souls. And called Shiloh, Genesis, and that was from 1 Peter 2:25. And from Genesis 49:10, we learned that his name was Shiloh, or peace. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh comes, or when Jesus comes. And his name is Son of the Blessed, Mark 14:61. He held his peace and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him and said to him, art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And his name is Son of David, from Matthew 1:1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham. And his name is the Son of God, Matthew 2:15. And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord, by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. And his name is Son of the Highest. Luke 1:32, he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Son of the Blessed, Son of David, Son of God, Son of the Highest. And Malachi 4:2 names him the Son of Righteousness. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise, with healing in his wings. And true light, John 1:19, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh unto the world. And a true vine, John 15:1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And his name is Truth, John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And his name is Witness, Isaiah 55:4, behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. And 101, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, his name is Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So not only is his name Word, but Revelation 19:13 says his name is the Word of God. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Wow. He has at least 102 names according to that list that was in my files. And I pray this morning that we are here to worship him. Let us pray.